You don't want to be looking at your competitors. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. You don't want to be looking at your competitors. How often we spend time looking at our competitors, looking at the problem rather than the solution. How much better it would be if we would just program ourselves to shoot higher. Now, these were the words of Larry Page of Google, who is a most amazing young man. CEO of Google and runs the company in a most amazing way. And he speaks of an interview he had with Steve Jobs in the waning months of his life, and how the two talked about how Google could be more successful, and how Apple itself is doing an outstanding job in every area that it's possible to do that. The two men shared ideas together and shared thoughts, rather than shared controversy and shared competition. Because by the time Google gets done with its various programs and its various directions that it's going, it will probably be doing something quite different than it's doing right now. Just as Apple, every moment of its life, creating new beautiful concepts, new beautiful ways of creating computers and designing them and having them all be perfection. That was one of the clarion calls that Steve Jobs had for himself. He wanted everything to be perfect, or as perfect as it possibly could be. And in the process, he drove a lot of people crazy trying to keep up with him. He drove a lot of people crazy trying to follow his creative imagination, his dreams, his goals. But he was able to lead many of them to where he wanted to go, not by following the competition or listening to the competition or worrying about the competition, but by being the best, by having the goals set higher. And it's better to shoot higher, like Larry Page said, than it is to chase after your competition. All of us in life live not perhaps on such a high level as Larry Page and Steve Jobs, not certainly in the volume of billions of dollars that they deal with continuously every day of their life. But we deal with things that are just as important, just as significant, just as wonderful. What is our goal for ourselves? What is it that we would like to accomplish? Do we want to beat our competitors to the goal? The competitors were following Steve Jobs, following Apple, trying to copy many of the things that they were doing so beautifully and so wonderfully, and that Apple was building a cult of people who really wanted the product. They wanted everything that Apple came out with, regardless of whether they needed it or not. They wanted it because it was perfection. It was excellence. We all like to get as close as possible, as close as we can get to excellence in our life. We all want to get as close as we can to being the very best that we can. Now, in Apple, it was an easy thing for the public to find Steve Jobs and his perfectionist attitude something that was a blessing to them, because they, too, wanted everything as perfect as possible. They, too, wanted all of their computers and their equipment and things that Apple brought forth so that you couldn't tell where a screw hole was. You couldn't tell the inside from the outside. I like the story from Steve Jobs' book where it tells about how he worked with his father. And working with his father, he learned how to build a fence. And he built a fence so that it could be beautiful on both sides, no matter whether it was a neighbor's side, which is usually the side that you do the best, or whether it was his own side, which was usually done in a poor way, as most fences are. Now, why do we have such a low regard for ourselves? We think our neighbors should have the beautiful look of our fence, and we should have the poor look of our fence. Well, Steve Jobs' dad didn't feel that way. He felt both sides of the fence should be equally as well done and beautifully done as the other. And with this perfectionism for building fences when Steve was a boy, he carried that on into his adulthood, into his creativity years worth. He was developing things himself. And all of his life, he carried on this idea of he was worth having the very best on his side of the fence. Are you worth having the very best on your side of the fence? Are you a person who deserves to have the beautiful things in life, or do you just show them off to your neighbor? Do you just buy a beautiful car in the exterior, but on the inside of the car, you put ordinary seats. You don't put leather seats. You don't put the very best. On the inside of the car, you don't have the finest radio. You don't have the finest, well, you're being trained to do that by the car dealers. And perhaps you're being trained to do that by yourself. But we should always recognize that we're not chasing after our competitors. We're not chasing after what the competitor wants to accomplish or what they're doing and we want to do it. We shoot higher than that. We seek more. We seek better. We seek what it is that makes us happy. And Steve Jobs made his life to do things that made him happy. Oh, he did things that made him sad too, but we all have those experiences. Primarily, he did things that made him glad, that made him feel good. In fact, as he took the biographer of his life around where he used to live, he showed them the fence that his father had built, that he had built with his father. He showed him the fence and he showed him these things. Even in so many 50 years later, he was as proud of that fence as he was at the time that they built it. Can you and I be so proud of the little steps in our life that we make toward our appreciation of who we are so many years after we did it? Are all of the steps that we take in life ones that we can be proud of? Are all of the goals that we have and all of the choices that we have things that would make our mother proud of us or make us proud of ourselves? These are things we could well consider. These are things great entrepreneurs consider. These are things that successful people consider. Now, we oftentimes think of successful people as people who make a great deal of money or hold high positions. But a successful person is a person who does a job the way he thinks it is good, and he is proud of himself when he's done. The job doesn't have to be great and grand like we oftentimes think of it, but it's just every little step we make along the way. Do you straighten out your desk at night before you go home? Do you put away your files and do you clean up your organs, the activities of your desk, the things, organization on your desk, so that when you come to work in the morning, all you have to do is just start fresh? Do you sweep your sidewalk to the very edge? Do you see dirt on your front porch as you come in, and then before you go in the house, you take a broom and you sweep it off? Do you take care of the little things? Are you proud of where you are and who you are? If a friend comes to your door, does he come across a dirty porch? Or is it one that you have swept recently and lovingly? When you serve meals, do you make sure that your dishwasher, human or machine, washes your glasses beautifully so they don't have fingerprints on them and they don't have have residue on it, so they don't have watermarks on them. Do you care enough to do the very best? Those are simple, little, ordinary things. But those are things that Steve Jobs concerned himself with throughout his entire life. Those are things that made him famous and made you want to buy his product. If you do those things yourself, if you train yourself to do those little things, you can be sure the success that Steve had was not in making a lot of money, but in that people wanted what he made. Oh, he made money by doing that, that's true, but people wanted what he made because he was proud of what he made. He took his heart to task in what he made and brought out the very best that was within him. If you follow after your competitor, you'll just try to be a step ahead of him. But if you listen to your heart and listen to who you are and shoot higher, look at the best that you can possibly provide. Oh, it cost more to buy an apple. That was always the sore spot, and that was always the spot the competitor said, we do it cheaper. Well, of course they did it cheaper. And what you got worked, that's true, but it wasn't something you could be proud of. In all the movies and all the programs, Apple was proud to have their Apple computers shown in the movie. The people in the movie were using Apples, and it had that apple on the back of it that was lit up, and you could always tell. Other computers decided, hey, we should have a symbol like that that stands out by people who use our equipment. And to a degree, they did that, but never to the degree that the simple apple spoke up. You are a creative designer. You have imagination. You have dreams. My son builds airplanes. He builds ultralight airplanes. And he has people working on his airplanes, putting them together, putting the piece and wing and tip and covering and the engine and all the details. And everything that his people do, he double checks. Oh, he doesn't sell a lot of airplanes, but every airplane he sells has the stamp of Mark Byerly on it. It has the stamp of Earthstar on it. Earthstar manufacturing of these ultralight airplanes. And every one of them is one he is proud of. Every one of them he would fly himself and does fly himself and tests it out to make sure when the customer gets it, it has the first kinks taken out of it. As the customer flies it more and more things come to the fore, but whatever can be found first, Mark finds them and takes care of them. He likes to personally deliver the planes whenever possible, because then he can show the customer exactly all of its excellence, all of its beauty, all of its perfection. And the way Mark loves his planes, the way he loves and cares for them, the customer instantly loves and cares for the plane that they have bought. And they feel that their plane is the finest on the market. And according to the FAA, it is the finest on the market. Yes, his planes may cost just a little bit more than some of the others, but his planes are ideal. His planes are perfection. His planes carry out a little bit higher the deal that he has for himself and reveal who he is as himself. Now, oh, you're just proud of your son. You're just proud of your son. Do you say that? Yes, I am. I am proud of my son. But I'm proud of my son not because he's my son, which is very wonderful to do, but because he is in himself a master. He is in himself doing his very best at all times. Never does he skip anything which could be a danger or an imperfection, he always seeks the best and makes sure that his airplanes, his ultralight airplanes, are the very best. Just like Steve Jobs. Mark and Steve have so much in common. The quality people of this world, the idealists of this world, all have a similar commonality, And that is that they want perfection. They want the best. They give their best and they get the best. Every man who works for Mark feels Mark is an ideal employer. Every man who works for Mark loves to receive information from Mark on how to do the job perfectly. Every employee that Mark has feels that they have the best employer in the world who loves them and who respects them and who knows that they can do whatever he asks them to do. Now, is that success? Oh my, yes. Is that success billions of dollars? It's not a matter of the billions of dollars. It's a matter that you like yourself, the people in your world respect you, and that respect is something so tangible, so fragile, that it must become a mutual respect. As Mark respects the buyer and he respects the buyer and flyer respect the manufacturer. As Steve Jobs put out the finest computers virtually in the world, the tiniest, the most competent, the most capable, all the people who buy them buy more Apples. They buy them for all members of their family. They buy them for their stores. They buy them for their companies. They buy them because they are done with integrity. They are done with perfection. They are done with magnificence. What's your role in life? Have you figured it out yet? Have you figured it out that you are really what you want to be? Yes? If we're going to look at our competitors, we're going to do something just perhaps an inch better than they. But if we look at ourselves and we say to ourselves, this is my very best. This represents my love, my concern, my respect for what I am doing, and I am a happy person doing it. It will show. And as it shows, you will be thrilled and delighted with what you have done, because you will not be trying to keep up with your competitors. You will be shooting higher and aiming at the stars, and you will arrive there. You will arrive there with all your heart and all your soul and all your being. And as you arrive there, you will feel so tremendously wonderful, so powerful, so joyful, so respectful of yourself. This is what it's all about. Know this for yourself today, and know that you are the best. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.